Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. You are watching our program called Treasures of Wisdom. Yes, we are broadcasting from South Africa, Durban, to our wonderful viewers of the social media, as well as those who are watching this program off the satellite. Thumma alhamdulillah. Our discussion for this afternoon is, are we prepared for the tests? Being tested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for various reasons, dear viewers. If you want to learn more about this discussion and topic, stay locked and tuned with us until the end of today's episode, inshallah azza wa jal. We have chosen a discussion and topic which will strengthen us in our iman as well as in our responsibilities as Muslims. Because along with luxuries and comforts, the trials and troubles, tribulations are also part of life, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla sometimes tests his bondmen with diseases, sometimes with poverty. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes by the death of some family member, sometimes by the fear of the enemies that are after your wealth, after your properties. Sometimes Allah Azza wa Jalla may test the banda by giving him losses, sometimes by calamities. Sometimes by modern day age and evils that we see in our society, dear viewers of Madini Channel, the path of Deen, yani Islam, and preaching of it is especially the way which brings us sukoon and peace, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. These trials and tribulations and troubles distinguish between the obedience and the obedient people, as well as between the true lovers and the false claimers who claim to say they love Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because when you fail the test, dear viewers, you get to know ki kon sachcha hai aur kon sahi nahi hai. Which person is not truthful upon his statements that he makes. So the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla have been tested over and again, over and again, over and again. And thus, we are going to draw inspiration and motivation from the blessed lives of the pious predecessors. Take for example, dear viewers, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's preaching was for 950 years. But majority of the people from the ummah of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam did not have faith in him. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was put into the fire. Jiha, due to rejecting the false gods and idols. And he was put into the fire simply because of calling people towards worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is truly worthy of worship. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was afflicted by disease. Allahu Akbar. The children and wealth of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam were taken back to your viewers. Allahu Akbar. Are these examples not before our eyes of the pious predecessors? Of the pious Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, migration of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a great sacrifice. Allahu Akbar. People's act of causing trouble to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Many, many, many blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were martyred, dear viewers of Madini Channel, including Allahu Akbar, the oppression that was put upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Did he not bleed in Taif, dear viewers, when he was pelted with stones? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spent 3 consecutive years of boycott, facing immense hardships. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to preach Islam, dear viewers. So, is this view not in front of our eyes that our beloved Rasul had to migrate from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara with his companions, leaving back everything, his homeland, his hometown, his place of birth? Allahu Akbar. So the large number of trials and tribulations faced by the blessed companions and the Ahlul Bayt Athar radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, especially the martyrs and the blessed captives of Karbala, are the stories of hardships experienced in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we need to understand, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allah Azza wa Jalla will test us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test us with various challenges in life. And all these challenges are simply to see which one of us are steadfast upon the deen of Islam. These tests will come and go. Marital problems, domestic issues and matters, talaq issues and matters, Allahu Akbar, in your married life, with your children, with your business, with your life, with your health. Allah Kareem will give, Allah Kareem will take. And all of this is to determine and see who has more taqwa and piety when you are faced with the challenges of this world. Allahu Akbar. Now, I want to present a beautiful parable narrated by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, there were three men among the Bani Israel. One of them was a leper. One person was bald-headed and the other was blind. And Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to test them. This hadith has been mentioned in authentic books of hadith, dear viewers of Madini Channel, subhanallah. So he says, Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to test the leper, the bald, and the blind man. These three men were going to be tested. So he Azza wa Jalla sent to them an angel who came to the leper and asked this person, what would he like the most? So he replied, I would like a good skin color. And I want to get rid of that which makes me look loathsome. People do not like the way I look. So, agar mera chamda acha ho jaye, chamak jaye, to zahir se baat hai, it will make me happy. The angel rubbed him and his loathsomeness vanished, subhanallah, and he was given a good color and a good skin. So, uske baad, the angel had asked him what type of property would he like the best. So, the leper, he replied and he said he would like camels. According to the narrator, he said even perhaps he asked for cattle. However, the angel made dua and he was given a sheep pregnant camel. The angel invoked for blessings upon that as well. Uske baad, the angel went to the bald man and asked him what would he like the best. And he replied, good hair. And I want to get rid of that what makes me loathsome to people. So the angel then passed his hands over him and he was given good hair. Allahu Akbar. He then asked that person, what property would he like the best? Us bande ne, jiske paas baal nahi the, at first when he had no hair, now that he has hair, he says, well, I would like to have cattle. So thus he was given a pregnant cow. The angel invoked Allah's blessings upon that. And then he goes to the third person who was blind, Allahu Akbar, and asked him, what would he like the best? The blind man replied, he said, I wish that Allah Azza wa Jalla restore my sight so that I could see people. Thereupon the angel ran his hand over him and Allah Azza wa Jalla restored his sight. The angel then asked this person who was blind what type of property he would like best. Now he's no more blind, so he says, I would like to have sheep. Thus, he was given a pregnant sheep, dear viewers. Flocks and herds were produced for the three men. The first having a valley full of camels, the second having a valley full of cows, and the third one had a valley full of sheep. Allahu Akbar. Now comes the time that Allah Azza wa Jalla sends the angel again. And this time the angel does not come in the form of a normal person, but rather in the form of a leper. To the one who had been a leper at one stage in his life. And the angel says to him, I am a poor man and my resources have been exhausted in my journey. And my only means of reaching my destination are dependent on Allah Azza wa Jalla and then after upon you. So I ask you by him who gave you the good color, the good skin and this amazing and wonderful properties that you have. I ask you for a camel by which I may, you know, get to my destination. Allahu Akbar. That leper or that man who was a leper at one stage, he replied, he says, I have my dues to pay, by the way. I cannot afford to give you a camel. I have dues to pay. So the angel then said to him, I think I recognize you. Were you not a leper whom people found loathsome and a poor man? And Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who gave you this property. Is this not the case? That man who previously was a leper, he said, I inherited this property through generations, by the way. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He lied about that. The angel said to him, if you are telling a lie, If you are speaking lies, may Allah Azza wa Jalla return you to your former condition. And then the angel went to the bald man. Allahu Akbar. And he went to the bald man he went to the man who was bald at one stage, and he went to him in the form of a bald person. And he said to him, Allahu Akbar, that I need an animal, I need a cattle from your stock so that I could reach my destination. Allahu Akbar. The angel, of course, wanted to test him, and he also said the same thing. So the angel made dua for him that if you are speaking lies, may Allah return you to your former condition. And now, dear viewers, the angel comes to the blind person and says to him, I am a poor traveler and my resources have been exhausted in my journey. My only means of reaching my destination are dependent upon Allah Azza wa Jalla and thereafter upon you. So would you help me? And would you give me an animal, give me a sheep by which I may get to my destination? I want to complete my journey. So this blind man replied, he says, yes, why not? Why not? You can have that. I was blind. Allah Azza wa Jalla restored my eyesight. So take what you wish and leave whatever you wish. Allahu Akbar. I swear by Allah Azza wa Jalla that I shall not argue with you today to return anything you take from here. Whatever you take is all yours. Allahu Akbar. As I give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for His pleasure alone. So it is said in the hadith, the angel then said, keep your property. You have all simply been put to a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla is pleased with you and displeased with both of your companions. Yani the bald one and the person who was a leper. The leper and the bald person were those people who lied and said they inherited these properties. So Allah azza wa jalla puts a person to a test here, viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There are so many narrations like that, dear viewers, that where a person has no wealth, a person makes promises that if I have wealth, I promise to donate in the path of Allah, I promise to build a masjid, I promise to build a madrasa, I promise to do some sadqa-i jariya type of work for my own akhirah. We make promises. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, when actual time comes and Allah Azza wa Jalla has tested that person who had no money, he had the niyyah. And now the very same people, after having the money and the wealth to carry out those actions, at which stage they had, you know, desire to carry out certain actions, when they are put to test, they fail those tests, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Abundance of property and wealth is also a trial from Allah Azza wa Jal. He alone succeeds in this trial, who is in the muds of his riches, does not forget about Allah Azza wa Jalla's grace and mercy. Allah. He looks at his status and he knows ki ye jo status hai hamara, ye khud se to nahi aaya hai. Na meri mehnat se hua hai. It is only the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that today you have a high position in your office, in your working environment. You have these degrees, you have respect of people. All this is the test from Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is His mercy, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. We also learn that false sense of pride and miserliness provokes the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we should continue to make dua for the protection against the evil of greed and evil desires, dear viewers. It is this desire which continues and continues and continues, which never ever stops, dear viewers. And Allahu Akbar, we become such people that we cannot give up. We are unable to give up the things that we do in this dunya. We are unable to give up the luxuries of this world. And because of its desires and pleasures, we all are human beings, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We are to be tested over and again, over and again. Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to test us again and again until it is determined from amongst us who has more taqwa and who has more piety. Allahu Akbar. So many wonderful narrations we would like to present, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and let you know that how people of the past suffered various types of tribulations. But it is a test from Allah. Have yaqeen that today I have this wealth. If I spend in the path of Allah, I will be given its full reward and thawab. Because the fear of a rich man is always the loss of his wealth. The possibility of the loss of his wealth, which he works for day and night. Ye khauf laga rehta hai ki mera maal zaya na ho jaye, khatam na ho jaye. A person becomes a miser, he becomes stingy, he becomes selfish, and becomes a miser when it comes to spending in the path of Allah Kareem.
So spend in a controlled manner while not being a miser. Trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla all the time, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that if I am spending in His path, He will increase my wealth. Your wealth can never decrease. It can never diminish. It can never get lesser if it is spent for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the yaqeen and the conviction we should have. And then see how your business and everything will take a 360 turn, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So this is what we need to remember. Always remember the manner in which the rich would have to account for every cent, for every penny on the day of judgment. We all are going to be put for hisab or kitab, dear viewers. So try and be more and more generous, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and place all your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran has stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ
Do people think they will be left as they say, we believe, and they will not be tested? Allahu Akbar. So this is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying. Do people think they will be left as they say? Hum kehte hain. Hum Musalman hain. And just because you said you're a Muslim, you are a believer, you are a mu'min, because you claim to be one, so Allah will not test to see how honest and how true you are in your words? Will you not be tested to see whether you are strong or whether you are weak? What level of iman you have in your heart? Because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person is tested according to his faith and iman. If he is strong in his faith, he is tested severely. And if he is weak in his iman, then he is tested accordingly. Our beloved Rasul said, these tests, these imtihanat of life remain continuously with a slave to the extent that he walks upon the earth in such a way that no sin remains upon that person, dear viewers. Ye imtihan. Life, dunya. The reality of this world, dear viewers of Madani Channel. If we only can understand these matters, subhanallah, we will be able to understand many other things in life, dear viewers. Our problems will come to an end, subhanallah. Understand that you are being tested. It is the test from Allah Azza wa Jal. All the messengers were tested. In the month of Muharram, we learn about the test of Sayyidu Shuhada, Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu. So let's listen to another verse in the Holy Quran Park. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ
Allahu Akbar. Do you think that you will enter paradise while Allah Azza wa Jalla has not yet tested your components and not yet tested the people of patience? When this has not yet happened, why do you think you will enter into paradise without being tested? Your patience, your tolerance, your sabr, everything will be tested to see whether or not we can enter Jannah, dear viewers. Allah is giving us Jannah and paradise in exchange for these calamities and situations of life. These hardships are placed before Jannah, and desires and wishes are placed around Jahannam, dear viewers. It's a test of life. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us forgiveness through His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us understand, subhanallah, what is the matter. If you are ever approached by any person, do not lose your temper. Do not lose yourself. Wherever you can, however you can, aid people, help people. Never say no to people. All these are the sunnahs and the ways and habits of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have your generosity like the ocean, dear viewers. Have a big heart always to do and to give people. The Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ And do not scold a beggar. This is the order of the Quran in Pak, that we should not scold a beggar. Allahu Akbar. We are not even supposed to shout and swear at these people who are asking in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be polite, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We should be humbled for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever forget your past. Never ever forget from where you have come. We were saying nothing. We were liquid. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us a form, subhanallah. We had no recognition. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you status. Allah has given you respect. Allahu Akbar. What do we brag about? What do we brag about? These properties which will be crumbled and mixed into the sand? Do we brag about this beauty which will also get mixed one day in the sand? Do we boast about the properties and the homes and the cars that we have in our possession? All of this is also from the world and will remain in the world, dear viewers. Forgetting your past, forgetting where we have originated from, dear viewers, can never be forgotten. Because why? Every time you see yourself, you should be reminded that we are created from dust and soil. This is the origin. This is our past. This is where we were before, dear viewers. And if the person reminds himself by doing things which will always remind him that, yes, I should not brag about the little extra wealth I have earned today or the little extra that has come in my life in the last few months or years that I never have before. Don't allow for those things to change your character, for it to change your akhlaq. Don't allow for that status to make changes in your life, because that is that state which will change. It's never on one. It's never the same. Conditions change for people, dear viewers. Today you have it, tomorrow you may not have it. So if you have it, shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Appreciation to our creator Allah azza wa jal. And if you don't have it, contentment in either circumstances, you will show shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah azza wa jalla promises, if you will show shukr to me and give thanks to me, I will increase your wealth for you. That's also a test once again, dear viewers. Never forget your past. It is so important. So important. Allahu Akbar. You know, when people complain to Mahmud, who was a great king, that Ayaz is your favorite. But we see and we notice that he leaves the kingdom in the nights, and we suspect that perhaps he has some wealth which he's hiding probably that belongs to the king. And Mahmud, who was a very pious and just king, dear viewers, man of justice, he said, okay, fine, I will follow up with this. And one day Mahmud followed Ayaz, and he seen that Ayaz went into a place witnessing what Ayaz is doing. He stood there to peep and see what happens. He sees that he pulls out a box type of a thing, like a trunk, after which he opened and was staring at something for some time. Mahmud became suspicious. And after becoming suspicious about this matter, he knocked on the door. And when the door was opened, Ayaz has lost his senses by seeing Mahmud standing right before him. Allahu Akbar. When he sees him standing in front of him, he loses his senses and he is like astonished to see this. And Mahmud comes inside and he says, oh Ayaz, what is the matter? Ayaz has the box covered with a cloth, dear viewers. And he refuses to open and show what's beneath the cloth. The king continued to insist, Ayaz, what have you been doing? Would you show me what's inside it? And then with adab and respect, slowly he advanced forward. He opened the box, and inside the box it was seen that there was an old pair of shoes which was torn and broken. Together with that, patched and torn clothes, dear viewers, that was torn from different places. Seeing this old pair of shoes and clothes, Mahmud asked his courtier, his special student, subhanallah, his advisor with regards to, what is this? And then he says, Ya Sayyidi, when I came to you initially, I came to you in these clothes. Today the status which I have is because of your blessings. You have granted me all of this I have in my life today. Thus, I keep reminding my nafs. I keep rebuking myself. I keep talking to myself that, oh Ayaz, do not forget your origin. Do not become boastful about the protocols you have and the wealth you have been given. And to control my nafs and to remind my nafs of this reality, I come here daily, Ya Sayyidi. And I just come to have you look at my old clothes and old shoes to remind my nafs that do not have pride over what you have today, because this is your reality where you have come from. Allahu Akbar. I just mentioned the story to let you know, dear viewers, many of us originate from such backgrounds. That when we had nothing, we were very devoted and pious. Till a little extra wealth came, we can't even perform our salah on time. Because of the extra wealth and extra time and extra job, extra salary, we get much more busier, dear viewers. Now we are ungiving Islam and the deen and the devotion to Allah Azza wa Jalla, that time which we used to before. So this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before it's lost and before it's gone.
Don't read your namaz because you want to protect your wealth. It should only be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should not be the niyyah of viewers of Madani channel. Rather, it should be the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Keep the tap open. Keep the tap of generosity open. Keep the tap of love and ibadat open as well for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But not with the niyyah that my business must continue flourishing and prospering the way it is. Because if that is the niyyah, dear viewers, that's also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless us. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem reward us. We have a beautiful kalam. For now, we would go for this beautiful kalam, which was subhanallah, a kalam which I used to often listen before, and many of the viewers would listen to it as well. So, hirze ja zikr e shafaat kijiye, bada acha aur pyara kalam hai, ise zarur sunte inshallah. And when we do return, dear viewers, we are going to come towards the ending of our program. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Habib Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Nur Allah.
Hirze jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye. Hirze jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye, unke naqshe pa pe ghairat kijiye. Aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye, aankh se chup kar ziyarat kijiye.
Hirze jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye, unke dar pe jaise ghum mit jaiye. Natawano kuch to himmat kijiye, natawano kuch to himmat kijiye.
Hirze jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer, unke dar par baithiye ban kar faqeer. Benawao fikre sarvat kijiye, benawao fikre sarvat kijiye.
Hirze jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Hum tumhare ho ke kiske paas jaaye, hum tumhare ho ke kiske paas jaaye. Sadqa shahzadon ka rahmat kijiye, sadqa shahzadon ka rahmat kijiye.
Hirze jaan zikre shafaat kijiye, naar se bachne ki surat kijiye.
Nara kijiye ya Rasool Allah ka, رسول اللہ کا مفلس و سامان دولت کیجئے مفلس و سامان دولت کیجئے
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب در بدر کب تک پھرے خستہ خراب طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے طیبہ میں مدفن عنایت کیجئے
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانِ حزین دے خدا ہمت کے یہ جانِ حزین آپ پر وارے وہ صورت کیجئے آپ پر وارے وہ صورت کیجئے
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا جو نہ بھولا ہم غریبوں کو رضا یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے یاد اس کی اپنی عادت کیجئے
خیز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے نار سے بچنے کی صورت کیجئے
یا نور اللہ
حرز جان ذکر شفاعت کیجئے صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ we would like to know if more of the viewers alhamdulillah rabbil alamin what type of kalams they would like to watch alhamdulillah what type of kalams you would like to listen to as well do let us know in the comment section so that we could inshallah air your opinions as well your farmaish that you may have may Allah Kareem bless all our viewers of Madani channel especially those who are watching this program on the social media and for all the comments you have made for all the duas that you have made may Allah Kareem forgive us our sins dear viewers the topic is are we prepared for the test from Allah Azza wa Jal and if you are not dear viewers allow for these situations around in your life to prepare you and to make you stronger you have no idea the difficulties in your life has made you a better person a stronger person if you look at the same problems from the lens of tawakkul from the lens of sabr and patience subhanallah so many examples so yes how should we be in our lives dear viewers never ever hoard the wealth that we have never ever hoard the wealth with this niyat that this wealth will finish Allah will give you more Allah will bless you with more wealth is only a test and this is how the dunya and the love of the things of this world enters into the heart of a person another example to give you dear viewers and who's narrating this story an incident Hazrat Sayyidun Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma he states a rich man who had what a beautiful date tree the dates of this tree was also very nice some of the dates that would fall in the neighbor's yard that neighbor was a poor man with poor children uske bacche chote chote the they would come forward and pick up those dates and start eating it this man was such a miser that he would put his fingers into the mouth of those children and extract the dates that they have eaten ye jab hua so this poor man goes to the court of the mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he complains ya rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I have come to you with a complaint
my rich neighbor inserts his fingers into the mouth of our children to take out those dates which they eat. Yet when he's plucking those dates, they fall in my yard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went to that person and offered him, subhanallah, a beautiful tree in Jannah, change of that one tree, if it could be given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That man refused to give and he says, oh, the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal, I have many trees, but this one tree is the best from all. The dates of this tree is something else altogether, and I do not think I could allow for this to happen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. There was another person who heard this entire conversation. Later on, he approaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, O Prophet of Allah, I heard this discussion of yours between you and that person, and I'm asking, is the offer still on? Is this offer still on that you will give a tree in Jannah in exchange for that one day tree? The Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla confirmed yes. Confirmed with a yes, that yes, it is possible. It can still happen. But that man refused to give us a tree. This person goes back to that man who was the owner of that one tree. And he says to him that I will give you 40 trees in exchange for this one bent date tree that you have. You only have one in the yard, which is coming in the neighbor's yard of this person who complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have this one tree which you speak about a lot, and that tree is bent. I will give you 40 in exchange for that. I'm giving you this offer, and if you want it, you can grab it. And after a while, this person accepted the offer. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine what a big heart he has? Do you know the time that's required to allow for these date trees to grow, dear viewers? How many years it takes for a date tree to grow? This person had given 40 date trees in exchange for one date tree. And his niyat was that if I give this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in exchange, Allah's Rasul will give me a tree in paradise. He takes the agreements of this tree and he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the date tree which that rich man refused to sell, I have purchased it with 40 date tree. I have given 40 trees in exchange for one. And here you go, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla taken that and he goes to the home of that poor man. And he says to him that, yes, this tree has been given to me. And now I give you this tree. You and your children should eat from the grapes that produce from this tree. Subhanallah. Look at how the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla kept the heart of this person, dear viewers. This is the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what Islam encourages. That you should love for others what you love for yourself, dear viewers. Never be selfish, but rather, subhanallah, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, subhanallah. This is Islam, dear viewers. This world is nothing. This world will come to an end. And all that we take with us and go is the pure teachings of Islam, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem grant us the full understanding of our deen. May Allah forgive our sins and make us stronger Muslims and believers, dear viewers. Keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani channel. May Allah forgive our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom. Treasures.